Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I'm still around, as you know. It's nice to communicate. I have a unique life, a unique style. And before we start, let me play some music. It's called That Is Why. That was the song I co-written, and it was great to write. It was And the new book that's going to come out with, you know, for Dove Knight, Songs Past and Present, related to the recent album that was released September, October 2018, is going to have the lyrics to That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. Well, anyway, I'm just hanging in there, you know, just trying to do things because one reason why I have been on and off the air because I had to do other things. As I said, while I am interested in doing artistic things, I'm also have an interest in using my mind and expanding my mind as well as my imagination, which includes, you know, learning about things as well as creating them. That's where I'm at, you know, and at this time I went through a vigorous struggle in the area of learning or expanding my mind, and I wanted to just try to relax. And one of the ways of relaxing is to be a kid and play video games once in a while, but at the same time, the other thing is to create. I know some of you are still wondering where's Dove Knight and if he's going to perform. It is being delayed for now because there's been some delays. I want to apologize for that. But I will be on Twitter, and you can hear my music. If you have any interest in my music, like That Is Why or I Really Wanna, which I played so many times or whatever, you can contact me at DoveKneesLove22 Twitter. I'm always an artist because in the department of performing, I did perform for just about 20 years, so I have nothing to prove in that department and more. And performing is such a great avenue for me. I was led into performing because I had so many profound experiences that affected me to go into performing because I needed to vent out. And, you know, so, but I also love to, you know, sing pop music, so I'm kind of like in the David Bowie category, or Prince, something like that, you know, a mixture, but I love both, you know. Don't be surprised if there's a new album come out within a year. There will be a single, a new single was done. It's called I Really Want to Get to Know You. Yes, I did make it. It was fun to do. But I had a lot of obstacles and things in my life that I still had to overcome. I'm trying to be positive and not think about the negative. But that's where it is. You know, things to remind me that I need to continue to believe and go for dreams and go for, you know, the brass ring, you know, in terms of expression of thyself and to continue to be happy and to be happy for others. Because I realized that one important motto that is and should be always the way for me or for anybody in terms of expression or in terms of movement in this life is that not while I need to take care of myself, I always need to. I need to respect others' talents and persons because it's a two-way street in life. I realize that now because, you know, I'm so into myself and trying to expand my horizons and be who I need to be. But I'm also aware that I need to, if I see someone with talent or someone in general, to respect other people because that's how the way it is, you know. And it's a joy to be who I need to be because I'm not just a creator. I'm also a communicator, and I love to use my mind to express my opinions and values because it's important for me to be on this planet to express and communicate because that's how everything comes together. Communication in all forms is an important instrument to understanding the world around us. And that is where I'm at this stage. And you know, writing, that is why I fell in love with you. It was a joy, because it's about just, you know, meeting the, you know, you felt like you want to meet somebody, meeting the right person to fall for, and that was a joy to co-write. Yes, I co-written the song with David Waterbury, who's a very talented producer, and I'm going to be honest. Writing music is a great joy, but my first and foremost, I love to sing and do other things too as well. But I had to give credit to where credit is due. It's a two-way street with that song. And here's another one. I hope you like this one. And this song was released last year. Writing the lyrics was about a relationship or friendship that I had, that I realized it wasn't good for my well-being. It ended with the person not wanting to be around me, and that was an issue I wanted to deal with, because if someone doesn't like me or want to be around me, you know, I had to let them go, you know. Because the truth, if you respect someone or love someone, you got to set them free. It is the truth. If you love someone, you got to set them free. And that's something I realized. But I realized later that it was the right thing, because that relationship, it was too toxic, and and I needed to be around or hang around somebody who was stabilized and positive situations and experiences for me. I couldn't be in a negative situation, so that was the song that's about I'm Over You. You can relate that over you could be about any kind of relationship or business relationship. It can even be about family or something, any type of relationship, family, love, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. If it's not working out, then you just have to let it go, you know. Of course, with family is different because, you know, you're related and, you know, it's supposed to be a difference. But in this day and age, we all heard about, you know, the ups and downs of relationships. So for me, I think just in general, if you want to be feel good, wherever, you know, and to be in a situation where it's healthy, then you have to be with somebody who's healthy. Unfortunately, in some family relationships, they have family children have been abused, or the family was a habitual criminal, or even something really more sinister. So you don't want to hang around someone like that. Unfortunately, that's the case. But in some case, but I'm sure in most cases, that's not where it is. But it doesn't matter. It what the relationship is, it has to be healthy. And it has to be a two-way street. And that's what the song is about. In order to feel happy, you had to let go of another person who's not good, you know, not healthy. So that's where it is. Again, if you have any questions about my song, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 at Twitter. If I sound real tired or whatever, I am, because I've done a lot, but I feel good to communicate to you because it's a joy to communicate. It always is, because I have a lot to say. And the last thing I want to say is, may all your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And I say that all the time because we all want to be happy and we all have different types of dreams. Some people have a dream to reunite with their family. Others have a dream to be a successful businessman. Other people have a dream to fall in love, et cetera, et cetera. And I hope every type of dream that you have, big or small, come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. And God may mean different to a lot of you, because there's a lot of you out there who are listening on Twitter and so on belong to different religions, you know, whether it's Islam or Judaism or Christianity or Hindu, or if you're into astrology or if you're into Buddhism or whatever, it's all good because it all leads to God. You're all important because we're all God's children, no matter where we come from. And that's all I need to say. Good night from Duff Knight.